Welcome back, everybody, to the Crazy Asian Podcast, diving into the art of networking. In this particular topic or episode today, we're going to be talking about connecting digitally. Now, I know for most people, we're going to first start this off that you're connecting face-to-face with people. Then we'll dive in the second half of this podcast episode and talk about building a network just completely virtual. So let's first talk about this, right? So had a great conversation with Tuan. He's doing some phenomenal things as a coach. I want to be able to make sure that he and I are connected beyond face-to-face opportunities. We both live in the same city. We belong to the same organization in this networking group. Let's say, for example, it's the Houston West Chamber of Commerce. And so he and I hit it off. We've never met before. And so, again, my process is, if I have fantastic follow-up, is after that night, number one, I can take that business card. I'm going to take a photo of it. I'm going to upload it into my CRM, right? I use HubSpot. Number two is I'm going to shoot him an email. I'm going to say something along the lines of, "Dear Tuan, it was great meeting you tonight at the Houston West Chamber of Commerce networking event. I'm glad we're both focused in on the niche of business owners, particularly those that have at least 10 employees. Would welcome an opportunity for us to be able to dive in deeper and see how we can build a business relationship. And then, are you available maybe in the next couple of weeks to connect either via Zoom or maybe we can grab coffee?" And then I'm going to shoot that out to him. And I'm more likely not in that email going to give him specific times. That way I can avoid this back and forth. I do use basically a calendaring link through HubSpot that typically I put in all my emails for people to schedule things easily with me. It's to be able to avoid that back and forth. And then I'm going to then go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is probably the more prolific one when it comes to building business relationships. And so I'm going to look for Tuan. I'm going to find him. I'm going to connect with him. And so when it goes to connect, it says, like, I can just connect or I can add a note. I'm going to add a note. And I'm going to say something along the lines of, "Tuan, great meeting you at the networking event last night. Let's stay connected digitally. Sherman." Boom, I send it out to him. Okay? And so now he and I are connected digitally. I find that to be extremely powerful because when it comes to the follow-up again, going back to this fantastic follow-up, I sent him an email. I sent him a DM. And so now what's going to happen, because I have his business card, right? I have his contact information. I've got a phone number, which means I can send a text message if it's got a cell phone. I can send him an email address because, again, I got his email. And now I can send him, when he accepts it, I can send him a DM in LinkedIn. And so what's going to happen is that how happened today. Let's say it's, for me, it's Tuesday, July, September 19th. If I contacted him today versus all those mediums, then what I'm going to do is in 4 business days, so today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next Monday, I'm going to create a task in HubSpot, and I'm going to reach out to him. Now, because I already sent him an email, I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to make a phone call. "Hey, Tuan, I hope you're doing good." And then I'm going to, it's the same verbiage, right, that I sent him an email, but now I'm going to talk it to him. Let's say, for example, he doesn't pick up, which is pretty common. Then I'm going to text him and not leave a voice message. I'm going to say, "Tuan, it's Sherman. I'm probably not programmed in your phone. Want to be able to continue our conversation from the last networking event." And then, again, that's Monday. If I don't hear from him, boom, on Friday, if he accepted my connection on LinkedIn, I'll message him again on LinkedIn. "Hey, just wanted to make sure that you got my messages. Would love to still connect. Think that we'd be of value to each other." That's Friday. And then again, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on Wednesday. Okay. So basically, I consider the weekend to be a one business day. On Wednesday, I'm going to, email, phone call, DM, and LinkedIn. Now I'm going to go back to email and I'm going to say, and the subject line is going to say buried. And so I'm going to say, "Tuan, know that sometimes the messages, the DMs, they can all get buried in our shuffling of tasks. Wanted to bring this back up to the top of your inbox. We'd love a chance to be able to continue to communicate and build a business relationship." Okay. So I'm going to, and then if I don't hear from him after that, then again, now I'm back into the monthly outreach. Now, for example, I meet somebody that does IT sales. They're typically looking for a chief technology officer. I don't look for that person. It's not somebody that's in my network. So at the networking event, I'm going to say, hey, Tuan, you know, if it's this IT person, it sounds like you're looking for technology folks. I don't have a lot in my network because I'm typically talking to the CFO and the business owner. I know you want to talk to other people. I want to talk to other people, and wish you all the best in this networking, right? So basically, I gracefully bow out of the conversation and not get caught up in this. And I'll go into a different episode on this one in much more detail. So there's my follow up, the details, the down and dirty of it. When it comes to, though, I'm building it all online, this virtual networking is I'm connecting with people and I'm trying to find commonality. So as I'm doing an outreach, I might try to find alumni that went to Brigham Young University, BYU, where I went to college. And so I do a search, let's say in LinkedIn, again, I do a search for people that went to BYU. I also might do a search for people that are in my community, Houston. And it's still too many people. I want to get that number down to somewhere close to around 200 to 500, right? And I might put it down to financial services, or I might put it down to accountants or attorneys, people that I want to meet. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, to a certain extent, a copy and paste. So I'm going to have this message, and depending on kind of what LinkedIn service you have, how many emails you can send, but basically it's going to say something along the lines of this. Hey, Michael, go Cougs. How about the BYU football team? ? Looking to connect with accountants in the Houston area, especially that are from the same college campus, would welcome an opportunity for you and I to chat as I work really well with accountants in collaboration. Maybe there's a time in the next week or two that we can connect. Sure. Boom. And so I send it out. And I'm going to copy and paste that, and I might change some of the different elements depending on kind of where they're at, or, hey, I see you're at one of the big four, or, you know, how you like being a CFO, whatever I'm going to do, just slightly customize, but I'm going to copy and paste that message out to everybody that fits in that same category. And that's going to allow me to be able to, number one, go with greater speed, but then number two, build it with people that I already like and trust from my college campus. Now, if you don't like your college campus, then don't do that route, but you want to be able to find that search function to be able to really narrow it down on who you're reaching out to. And then that will allow you then, as you get some different responses to this group, that you can start building it specifically. So as you think about how you're going to be able to build a digital network, it's similar in the face-to-face in that, like, it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm not going to come right out of the gate. And if I just connected with somebody in this scenario, right, working with accountants, I'm not going to go right out of the gate. Hey, what would you open up your book and share with me some of your trusted clients and see if I can be of value to them? No, it's, hey, John, thanks for responding back to me. Would welcome a chance to be able to sit down, grab coffee, find out a little bit more what you do there, specifically as an accountant. Are you open to grabbing coffee or lunch? And then build a relationship from there, right? So basically, I'm taking that digital context and I'm doing it face-to-face. If I only want to do it digitally, I'm going to remove the coffee or lunch and insert Zoom. Can we Zoom? Can we phone call? Can we take 10 to 15 minutes? So again, that would sound something along the lines like this. Hey, John, thanks for connecting, thank you for accepting the request to connect on LinkedIn. Would welcome a chance to be able to connect for 10, 15 minutes, maybe via phone call or Zoom. And that way we can see how we can be of value to each other and build a business relationship. Here's my Calendly link. You can schedule at your convenience. Boom. And that's really the way that I'd go about it. And so then once you're into the Zoom or the phone call, now it's just natural networking. The only difference is you're not face to face. So how are you building it? Are you a face to face person or are you a digital person? Now, if you're face to face, then go digital. If you're digital, see how you can connect beyond LinkedIn, right? So the worst thing that could happen is LinkedIn decides, hey, we're no longer going to be in business. We're shutting this whole thing down. And all those connections that you had, you only have them through LinkedIn. You never got their cell phones. You never got their email addresses. You didn't export them out into a different format. So that's one of the Achilles heel for someone that's building it all digitally, all online, is that you need to make sure that you can go offline if needs be, or at least pivot to another online format. So a lot of times if I'm connected with you on LinkedIn, I might try to see if I can connect with you via email or phone call or text message or even Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, right? There's a variety of different social media platforms. For me, LinkedIn's the most powerful from a business perspective, but at the same time, we all have personal lives and interests. And so if I can find you on a different social media platform, I got to connect with you there. Terms out.